All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shechlech from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And thank you for joining us and welcome to Free Voices. We have an amazing show coming up for you guys. It's on international law and we have a very great music list coming up. It's we have some energetic music coming from Death Chant, their song called Holy Roller. We have some Insole. We have Foreigner. We have Horizont. And also some old-style techno from Essen Funk and their song called Pong. So anyways, welcome to the show. We also have in the house with us, we have Professor Hamadani, and also a huge announcement for everybody that's interested. We have Dr. Akvan coming in on November 9th, and it's going to be an awesome interview where he's going to be doing the whole show with us inside the studio here at CJSF. So we're going to start off with energetic music from Death Chant and their song called Holy Roller. And I want to thank you, Dr. Hamadani, for coming in and joining us.
Thank you. It's always so lovely to see you. It's really, like, just coming in here just fills my heart with love.
Oh, thank you so much. It's beautiful. So, okay, we're going to start off with some beautiful music here. So enjoy, everyone. was Death Chant, Holy Roller, and that was what Counselor Fari would call an energizer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it gets your mind ready, your body ready for some pretty important stuff, beautiful music, and also beautiful topic. So we're going to start off with what our brother Wegedus taught us, how to incorporate breathing into our daily activities in life. And as a high diving champion, he taught us that, you know, it was a very important part of his setup. And so what he would do is he would do three nice deep breaths. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to relax our bodies from our head all the way down to our toes. And we're going to envision accepting all the positivity in the world into our beings. And as we exhale, we're going to envision getting rid of all our negative energy also. And so we're going to do that on the count of three. 3, 2, 1. Nice big one at the end. Man. It always feels so beautiful getting that oxygen into the brains, into the lungs, and into the blood, and just getting ready for an awesome show, some good music, and also a good topic. So we have our subject on international law, and we do have with us Professor Hamadani, and would really love to hear from you on your views on international law.
Thank you so much. I should say at the outset that I'm not an expert in international law, but I think, you know, that we've all been thinking about international law these past weeks, and I myself have been really in despair, just watching what's happening in Israel and Palestine. You know, whether it's the harrowing tales of Israelis and innocent civilians and what they suffered, or the Palestinians, you know, women, children, also innocent civilians, who are being bombed. And you know, there's also some very disturbing stories coming out of there of people being under the rubble, talking to families who are outside of the rubble, and knowing that there's a limited time, limited air for them. And, you know, one can only imagine what that feels like. And given all this despair, you know, one really wonders, what does international law say in the face of all this suffering? What can international law do in the face of all this suffering? And, you know, the other side of this is for anyone who's been watching the meetings at the Security Council, there has been a kind of collective loss of hope in international institutions. And so I think we're at a really critical juncture where many are questioning these institutions. And one wonders, you know, what kind of a world will we live in without these institutions? And, you know, I am the first person to admit that there is many faults to the way that international law operates or the way that the UN operates. But again, What will our world look like without them? And so I think the fact that, you know, we have this great honor and pleasure of welcoming Payam Akhavan on campus is a really special opportunity. And for those who are not familiar with his work, he's an international human rights lawyer, and what I think a beautiful and very impressive human being who has, you know, lived a life of representing genocide survivors, of being on the ground, investigating atrocities with the UN around the world, from Bosnia to Cambodia, Guatemala, Rwanda. He's defended genocide survivors, including the Baha'is of Iran, the Yazidi of Iraq, who were, who suffered atrocities at the hands of ISIS and ISIL, and also Myanmar's Rohingya minority. So, and more recently, he's been a special advisor to the Prosecutor General of Ukraine, and what he's doing is investigating crimes that have arisen from the 2022 Russia invasion. He's also counsel to the Commission of Small Island States on Climate Change and International Law, which, from my understanding, is one of the first cases that seeks to litigate within the framework of international law what we've all been seeing the past years on the effects of climate change and really a climate crisis. So I really hope that listeners tune in on November 9th between 3 and 4 p.m., but that will be also uploaded later online to listen to him speak. In addition, if you'd like to see him in person, the Department of World Languages and Literatures has two events, one on November 9th on Burnaby campus on climate crisis and international law. And that's going to be starting at noon. It's going to go for about an hour and a half. People will have the chance to ask questions. And that's going to be on Burnaby campus in AQ3181. The second event, which is November 10th, that's on a Friday, is going to be downtown in the Siegel Building. And that the title of that event is Search for Justice, A Conversation with Payam Ahavan. That event is going to take place in the Siegel Building downtown from 5 to 7 p.m. And the idea is to really learn from an incredible human being about the lessons that he's learned over decades of experience within the framework of international law, at international tribunals, representing people who have suffered unspeakable atrocities. So anyone interested in international law, we hope to see you there. The events are on Eventbrite, if you'd like to sign up. And, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's just so incredible that he's coming all the way from, you know, London, England, and joining us here and just going to be in the studio with us and be able to relate to us in person. And I'm just so happy that he's going to be here and I'll be able to meet him in person, because he was a big inspiration for me to continue doing the radio programming because of his knowledge and what he found out in all those countries. So I can't wait to just get him here and talk to him and meet him and share with everybody what has really fueled my energy in continuing in this programming and carrying on the legacy of Councillor Fari and Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So, and I thank you for coming in and joining us. And
thank you so much. And all I have to say is I hope you will never question whether you should do this show, but I hope that you do it forever because there's just so much love and beauty present in the space, and it's always an honor to join you and to be part and witness to that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So we're gonna carry on with our show, and we're gonna play some music for, and it's kind of a tough music, and it's from ISIL, and this song is called Nothingness. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll carry on with our program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. And thank you all out there in Radio Land across the world listening to us from England, from Africa, from Germany, from Austria, from Japan, China, Russia, Ukraine, all these places out there in the world. We love you. We thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity and growth for humanity. So without further ado, enjoy, everyone. we're back. That was Isol, their song called Nothingness. And it sure fit in with our theme there on international law and just our concern with humanity right now. It's just looking kind of dark sometimes. But, you know, we're going to continue on. And we have with us on the line, we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association. How are you doing?
I'm catching part of what you're saying and then it's cutting out.
Okay.
Did you want me to speak? Did you want me to share some thoughts?
Oh, sure, sure. Yes. We have our subject is on.
I loved what was said earlier that, you know, I'm not, when I think of international law, I'm not super knowledgeable about it, but I really feel like it's a very strong link between humanitarianism and what I've made up a new word, universitarianism, which is like care for the universe. and the, just that whole care and related to peace. And as was said earlier, there is this critical juncture that seems to be happening now when we look around at the state of the world. And I think it's very easy and natural for many of us to start to feel just helpless and down and not to, you know, to feel helpless. And meanwhile, besides the human conflict, the environment is, you know, in turmoil with different human actions and stuff. But I think that's part of where we step forward with our responsibility as adults. And for me, peace and helping Mother Earth or the environment starts with each of us.
I really agree with that because I do believe international law is responsibility and it's each one of us' responsibility ensure that, you know, the rest of generations are able to continue to enjoy to be on this world and and enjoy their own human rights and freedom and free voices and free choices. And that's what we're all about here at
Yes, I'm smiling and laughing a little bit, not at that, in recognition of what you're saying. Yes, the free choices, the how did you say it?
Free voices and free choices.
Yes, exactly. They're so linked. And I just want to encourage, like, each of us, including myself, like, it's like, encourage each of us to do whatever we can to be part of peace with each other. So when we're driving home from school today or from work or whatever, it can start with that. How are we in traffic? Because, you know, it's easy to get frustrated and not be as kind or in our sort of strongest self to be generous and loving and caring for self and others, you know? So start it with the small stuff and move from there.
Absolutely.
I think that's a good practice.
Yes, that it truly is. It's very awesome that you're able to come and share some of your wisdom and some of your insights on these subjects. It's always so special that you make it on our program and share some of your what's in your thoughts and mind, and it helps
us. And I sent you even if somebody out there, even if you're not religious, a prayer can be to do with an intention. I sent you a prayer poem for the world. It just struck me that, you know, that idea of by doing prayer, we're sending that. That's also this invisible thing that we can't see that's also spreading into our circles and around ourselves and throughout the world, you know? So,
well, I thank you for that special prayer. I believe prayers are very positive, pure energy, and thank you for that. I really appreciate that. So anyways, I guess we're gonna have to carry on with our show and And carry on.
I'm hearing bits and pieces of our reception today, so yeah. If I sound like I'm not completely connected in our conversation, that's what's going on. So.
Yeah. It's just the way that communication is right now today. So anyways, thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And just have a great and wonderful...
Everybody at the station.
Thank you. Yeah, we all thank you. So anyways, we're going to say bye for now. And just have a great and wonderful rest of your week and weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
It's always an honor.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye for now.
Bye for now, everyone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we're going to carry on with our show, and we'll